the money. Here the question is that on the keteris of the heichal, the keteris of the outside one that's brought every single day, that then we brought down that even though Mikra Adim, Yotza, the keteris, just for the Gezayas, both Bitnim and Bahut, but here the machlokes is, well, let's say the Kohen put Shnei Chatzer Pras, two halves of a pras, in one Kli, in one Kli together. So here's the machlokes. You know how enough Kuf, you don't know what's on top. The machlokes is that Marshav or Blessed holds Kriyotza Mona Nusi. That's what the Kohen puts it, two Chatzer Pras in one Kli. It's Kavei, it makes Halacha now that you only Yotza the Kteris if you burn both of them. If you burn the Shnei Chatzer Pras, everything that's in this Kli, both inside to the Yotza, and both to do it outside. Yoni Chayiv on Akhtaras Chutz. If you burn what's inside the whole Kli, well, Master of the bottom says no, Lav Milsi, even though the Kohen put so much into the Kli, so what? Still, the Ikra Din is, you Yotza Bethnim, the Akhtaras of the Kazayis, and therefore, what did if you burn a Kazayis, Pachut, also your Chayiv? This is the Machlokes of Lev and the Rabbanim. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav says, Hashto Laman Diyoma Kriyusa Demono to love Klum Heveim, according to Chacham and Shita, that they hold, even though you put this much into the Kli, that's not Kaveya, that even if you Lemakta less than that, still you Yotz inside, and you are Dim Bachut, Yerichayiv, well, so what's going to be? Kova Shisha Lepar, let's say you put in six chasm of wine in a Kli, for the nischay of a parah that he's supposed to do. Now, Umoshach men abor, he took out of it, out of the Kli, pulled out four kavim of this wine, the Kriven Bachut, and his makir for Bachut, the Rocher is chayiv, he would be chayiv, for Haloy is chut, you'd be chayiv. And the reason is why, Shirui and Liyayel, because four kavim is fit, lepnim, you could use it for an ayel, therefore even though you put six together in a Kli, putting it into Kli doesn't mean anything. Therefore now, if you only take four of it and burn it outside, you'll be chayiv because four is fit for something inside, it's fit for an ayah for rim. What's going to be kova bol ayah? Let's say the Kohen put four lugim, four kav of wine into the Kli to be used for an ayah, and now a Moshech men shloshi took out of it three kavim. So it's rizu machut, there's makavir machut chayiv, and what's to be chayiv on the chut? Why? Shereem a kevis. Because for a lamb inside a kevis, it's enough to have three carbon yayin. What could be now, chosru kosher, let's say some of this is missing, take rizu machut and he does it outside, he'll be potter. And Rashi says, because less than shleishim lugim is a chosru pnim, it's not fit for anything. The least amount of yayin that could be used, the pnim, is for the kevis, is shleishim lugim. So if you have less than three lugim and you burn it outside, you'll be potter. Rav Ashi says, Nisuch mehaktorah lo yalfi rabbonin. The rabbonin did not learn out Nisuch from haktorah. Afagav, even though techutz mechutz lo yalfi, even though the rabbonin did not learn out Nisuch from haktorah, which is both being done outside, but still I tell you, haktorah mehaktorah yalfi, the rabbonin do learn out things that are being burnt, not Nisuch, but meat that's being burnt, or Keteris, you're burning the Keteris, Afagav the Chutz Mitzvim, even though one's a Keteris of the Pnim, and one's a Keteris of Bachutz. In other words, that Rav Ashi now is coming to answer the way Abaye learned the Pshat before. Abaye before said that the Keteris of Pnim Bachutz Pligi, the Machlokes was, if you take the Keteris of the Yom Kippur and burn the Kizayis of it outside Bachutz, are you chayiv or not? So we said, Shem, the Rabbanan is, that they learn out the Keteris of the Pnim from the Keteris of the Bachutz. So the question was, either they don't learn out Chutz from Chutz. That's what Rav Ashi is answering. When do the Rabbanan say we don't learn out Chutz from Chutz? They have to do not learn out Nisuch from Akhtara, because they're two separate things. But over here, if it's a question of burning the Keteris, even though one's the Keteris of the Pnim and one's the Keteris of the Eichel outside, still the Rabbanan holds, you learn out one from the other, because they both have to have in common, they're both burning up the Keteris. Yeah, there is certain Mishnah of the Chudim Shechosu, there's all these cases in the Mishnah of the Kremis, Lavoina, the Keteris, and some part of it was missing, and then you take it outside, so you thought that because some part of it is missing, then it's not fit to be burnt in the panim inside. So then if you take it outside, you pot it. Ibonu, I have a question like this. Chisorim dachut shimei chisorim or mei shimei chisorim. That if, let's say, the claimants, you took the whole claimants outside, and the outside part of it got lost. Is that a chisorim or not? Is that called you're missing something? If you burn it now, you'll be pot or not. What's the shayla? Mia, meaning, do I say, listen, kivun b'nofak, since I took this claimant, the handful of the mincha, outside, so once I took the handful outside, it's mulu, it becomes possible anyway, there's a psu yasi on it now, that has lots of kredit kadoshim, you can't take it out of the yazoro, once you take it out of the yazoro, it becomes possible. So once you take it out anyway, even if you take out the whole claimant, and even if you go to burn it now, still it's possible anyway, and you try it. So the first should be Mali Chos to Mali Yoso. Or something like the Gir to Yotso. It's Mali Chos to Mali Yotse. What's the difference whether there's a Psul Choser on it or whether there's a Psul Yotse? Anyway, you'd be chayiv for a Halloyah Chutz. A German lady know. Yotse, the East and the Enei, in. Only if in fact you took the claimants outside, Psul, there's a Psul Yotse. But our core part of the whole Kimitra is here. Since the whole thing is here, if you burn it now, Bachut, that's the yeast of Halloyah Chutz. In other words, I got the back of the kach. Every time you do Halloyah Chutz, it always becomes a free yotzei. And still the Torah said Yichayis. But maybe the lesser the Einai, over here that some of the Kenitza kept missing, or was missing outside. You don't have the whole Kenitza, and you burn it this way, maybe then you're not crying. That's the Shiloh. Some Rabbi Yabai's first question, I'm going to bring you proof. Rabbi Lezer, Peter, Hatsiyakur, Veskulim. Rabbi Lezer holds the Mishnah that you put there. Until you bring the whole thing, as the Tanakhama says, if you makir or kizayif of the minchon, or of the koinitz, yichayif. The Lezer says, no, you only chayif if you burn the whole thing, bachut. The other meaning is you see that if it's missing part of it outside, you put there. So you see, chsorim bachut is called a chsorim. The Lezer says, no. Omer le rabba ba rav chonim labayim. Midi Rabbi Lezer, poshik now, you want to bring a proof of Rabbi Lezer. Omele, he said to him, no, that the Pharisee Shmi eliminated Rav. I heard clearly from Rav like this, that I can let you read the Rabbanan and the Rablezer, who ended the Rabbanan arguing the Rablezer, they say, even if you only burn it, Yechayiv, Pachut, Yechayiv, that at least of the Enai, only if those things are still around. I will be historian, that if some part of it is missing Bifanin, may delay, that the Rabbanan agreed to Rablezer, some part of it was missing, ready Bifanin. So since now, inside, you cannot burn it anymore, you're not yotze, so what did Machutz says? You'll be potter. The Gemara says, Lav the Chos HaMachutz, then he means to say that even the case where it got Chos HaMachutz outside, to see clearly, Chsaron Bechutz is called a Chsaron, and then it's not called you'll be potter Bechutz. The Gemara says, no, that's not the case over here. What he meant to say was, the Chos HaMachutz, that in the case when the claimants of the Minchum was still inside the Azera, if part of it got lost, so now the Loch Riz is not fit anymore to be brought Lefanin. So everybody agrees, if you take it outside and burn it outside, you'll be Potter. But you have no proof if you took it outside when it was Shalom, and it became a Chosar outside, maybe you'll still be Chayiv. So what's this question I come here? It says, V'chulam shechosru, v'ekriv v'machut Potter. Any one of these things in the Mishnah, that a part of it was missing, and then you mark it with Pachut, you Potter. So Lav isn't the Mishnah talking about the Chos HaMachutz, that since it got missing outside and still you potter, and I said, no, it's not the prep, that's not the pshat. It could be the Chos HaMachutz, it could be they got missing inside. So when the Mincha was still inside, and it became Chos, the part of it got lost, so Pshita, since Lefnim, it's not fit anymore, if you take it outside, you'd also be potter. But maybe with the whole thing was Sholem, and you took it outside, you made a Chutz, even though outside it got lost part of it, maybe it's still be chayiv, so we don't have a pshitus, we're not sure. Then the Mishnah says, our market kotchim, where somebody's makriv, the emurim, with the meat around it, sees chayiv, halloyah chutz. Question is, am I why? Rika chatitza, the chur of the meat is around the emurim. So the issue of halloyah chutz is, you're not allowed to burn the emurim that's supposed to be on the mizbeach, you can't burn it outside. Now the meat is not fit to burn inside, so you're not chayiv for burning it outside. The Salachur, to be called a Chatitza, you should not be chayiv now, Salah is chutz, Like Rashi says, because the Pesuk says, Ha'alo'eish se'mashal al'eish, that the Emurim itself has to be directed on top of the fire. And not like here, we have the meat blocking in between the fire and the Emurim. The Marim says, Ha'mashmu k'shavcha ne'nechnami, when you turn that the fat, the Emurim is on the bottom. So the fat is directly being burnt in the fire, that's why you chayiv for al'eikut. The Rabbi Yechon says, Rabbi Yechon Amar, even if you say no, you did not turn it upside down. Not the pshat is the fat in room is on bottom, but it could be the meat is on bottom. And I'll tell you, Vomani Rabbi Shimon, I'm going to go to Rabbi Shimon, the Yama that he says, even though you burn it on the cello, also you chayiv. And the pshat is that what the Havim means to say, that it has to burn mamish without a chatikra, that's only to learn that chutz from Pnim. To say, just like by Pnim, Yidim is Beach, by chutz also Yidim is Beach. So we all go to course Rabbi Shimon, that by chutz you do not need him is Beach, Yechayiv even on a cello, so pshit you do not learn that chutz from Pnim. So by there is no aloch, it has to be Aleichin, Hashem Aleich, so many of Bakut will be the psul of the chatikra. Rav Amar Rav says better. I tell you, min the middle and the chesed, even if it goes according to Rabbi Yosi, that halos chutz is only chayiv on a mizbeach, and you learn that chutz from Pnim. But still, and even the bachutz, it has to be mamish aleich from Hashem aleich. It has to be mamish directly on top of the fire. But over here, what do you have in between the meat? The meat is called min the middle, the min. Meat is the same min as the fat, as both from. This was not called the chatitza. The other Mishnah says, min chas lo nikmetzo. If you have a mincha and the kohen did not take off the kenitzia, they did not take a handful out of it yet, they agree with bachutz, and now somebody took it and burnt it outside, this pot is not chayiv halos chutz, since this mincha is not fit yet to be burnt lifnim, therefore you're not chayiv bachutz. Before kenitzia, it's not fit to be burnt on the mizbeach. What's going to become, so let's say a kohen took off the kenitzia from the mincha. And now what happened was, v'chozar kohen to l'peichol. The kenitzi took out from the mincha, now fell back into the mincha. And the griva bachutz, somebody took it outside and burnt it outside, chayiv, so this is chayiv koros. So the locher is sent to the yevin. In this case, if you would master it lifnim, you'd be kosher. But since it's called the yevin, kabbalah tanim, you do it bachutz chayiv. That was the question, v'yamai, why chayiv, levatul shirayim lekainit. Why don't I say the kenitza now that fell back into the shirayim, fell back into the mincha, should become bottle. And when you burn it outside now, it's not fitted like you're burning the kenitza. It should be potter. On the Reb Zero, Nemra Haktorah Bakremitz, the Nemra Haktorah B'Shirayim. It says Haktorah both by the kremitz and by the shirayim. If so, Ma Haktorah's kremitz. And kremitz Mavato Chaveroi, just like by the kenitza. One kenitza is on the back of the other one. If a few kamitzas mixed together, even the chetchila, you'll have to be mocked to them. If so, af haktorah shirayim, and shirayim of atlam kainis. So we say af haktorah shirayim, the sentence of burning the shirayim, and shirayim of atlam kainis. When you're burning together the shirayim and the kainis, the shirayim, the leftover part of the mincha, is not in the bottle of the kamitz itself. So Rashi brings down where it says haktorah bishirayim, meaning the opposite way. That the Pesuk says, Leitzartiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. So we dashin koshim mimenu isha maregev about taktiru. Dainu shirayim. But the Pesuk says you're not allowed to burn the shirayim. Since the kenitza, you burn the kenitza, anytime you burn part of it, the rest of it you're not allowed to burn in the penin. But our koponim says the word taktiru by shirayim. So therefore, shirayim also is not novato the kenitza. Therefore, the other, if you bring it l'penin, you would be yotzer the burning of the kenitza. For what did not, did you do it b'chutz? Also, yichayiv for halois chutz. Now the Mishnah says, ha'koymeitz fi halavoyno shikruv es echud mihem b'chutz chayiv. Even though a mincha has two matirim, and every mincha, first you have to burn the kenitz of it, and then you have to burn the levoyno, and then the shirayim, the leftover part of the mincha, the kanan kerit. So really there are two matirim. But if you only burn one of them, b'chutz, also yichayiv, that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. That chayiv, even one of them. Reb Lezer prayed to know, Reb Lezer says, you're potter if you just burn the kenitza, b'chutz. Shiyakiv is a shani, until you burn the second one, you have to burn the whole matir. That's going to be echad b'smin v'yechad b'chutz. Let's say first they burnt the kenitza on the mizbeach achitza, on the mizbeach. And then they burnt the Levina outside chutz from the Mizbeach for Chayim. Everybody agrees with Chayim because the mice of those things was burnt. The same thing, Shnei Bezich Levina, the two Bezichim of Levina from Lechem upon him. Shikrit Es Echem Nir Machutz, if you only burn one of them, really on, in the Mizbeach, both of them are Matir to Steel Lechem. So there are two Matir for the Lechem upon him on Shabbos. Now, if you only burn one of the bezichim, one of the cups for the levayna b'chutz, the same machlokes. And Kama says, Yichayiv, we have lezah poita, as Yaakov was ashamed of lezah, no, you only chayiv for haloi chutz, if you burn a whole matir. What about echad b'sneim, one cup was burnt on the mezrech achitzoin, the way you're supposed to, the echad b'chutz, and one was burnt outside, chutz from the mezrech, and if everybody agrees Yichayiv, you bechayiv haloi chutz. Now the Gemara is the Shailam, Boyi Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. Yitzchak Nafcha has a shot like this. Koymeit, Mal Sheyate Kinegdo Bishurayim. Let's say the Koyin now only burns the Kinitza of the Mincha. So we just said in our Mishnah, there are two parts of the Mincha that's matter the Mincha that Yishurayim could be eaten by the Kohanim. The Chachimu has to burn the Kinitza and the Levoina. Let's say the Koyin now only burns the Kinitza and he has in mind to be matter here for the Mincha. The other half will say, true, you have to wait for the Levoina. But half of the Mincha, I want the Kemitza, the burning of the Kemitza, to be matrit to eating it. That's the Shaila. Mal Sheyate Kenegdu Bishrayim. Mishra, sorry, do we say that Shas and the two Matirim, the Kemitza and the Levoina, that each part of it is matrit half of the Mincha? So here, since you burned the Kemitza, you have in mind to be matrit half, you divided the Mincha in half, so maybe that half becomes Mutta. Or Kalushe Niklas, no, that's the pshat that each one takes off his matter half of it. Each one works on the whole mincha, but the pshat is the first one, the kemitza, is takes off like makes the isa kolish weak, and then the second one takes off completely. But not the pshat each one works on half, each one works on the whole thing, and until you have both of them done, no part of the mincha is mutar achila. That's the shayla. So much a libud about who yes in the shayla. I a libud about meya, I because of meya shita. The Yama that he says, Mefaglin b'chatzi matir, that he goes, you could make pigul on a chatzi matir, even if you only burn the kemitza with the machshavas pigul. It's called pigul, and so, Mishra Shori, then Avada, the half of the matir is being matir, it's being matir, half of the carbon, because pigul is only chal on a matir. So since he goes, you could be mefagol, just on thinking the shasta kemitza, to eat from it, the mincha tomorrow, so a chatzi matir of Adi's Mishashori makes it muta. The Gemara says, and he alibi the rabbanon, the yamu that they say, ain't no father the chatzi matir, no, that you cannot be no father just on here for the matir, just on the kemitza. But you have to have your machshavas tigul both during the kemitza and the levoin of the mincha, is le Mishashori, the le Niklas Kolish, it doesn't do anything. In other words, according to the Rabbanan, it could be you bedavka need both matirim to do the whole job, but one matir by itself, just like it does not make tigul, maybe it does nothing. So that's the kashya of Yitzchak. How do you know to say the svara that one for sure does something? And Yeshayahu is one matir hef pachilo, or is it only Niklas Kolish that makes the with the weaker? Who said so? Maybe according to the Rabbanan, one matir just by burning the kemitza or just by burning Levoina doesn't do anything to the mincha. Maybe you need both of them, and that's what matter it. Shmuel says, Ella, you know where Yitzchak's Shiloh is, and I'll leave it to Reb Lezer. It's according to Reb Lezer of our Mishnah. So what? Reb Lezer holds if you burn just the kemitza b'chutz, you potter. So what's the pshat? Shmuel says, no, this can't be. Reb Lezer can't burn through a lay. The other name of Fagman, the Chatzim Matir. Reb Lezer for sure holds one matir means nothing. It does not yirachai b'chutz, you're not chai for tigul. Subsheet the one matir does nothing. There's no shiloh to say it should be Niklas Kolish or should be matir b'chilo. Erma, the Yitzchak Shalom was like this, alibi the Rabbanu b'hocho. The Shalom was according to the Rabbanu of our Mishnah, that the Rabbanu say if you burn one of the two outside, you burn either the kemitza or you burn the levain of the mincha, you're chai b'chutz. The question is, what does one do by itself? That was a shiloh. Dachamai, Mishrashori, is the pshat that one matir is matir here for the minchatit, therefore to dover choshe, that's why b'chutz yichayiv, or maybe no, it doesn't do so much, but rather just, kolash miklash, it only makes half of the yisra weaker, an economy, something it has to do, because otherwise you wouldn't be chayim bachutz. So our point, Rishon of Yitzchak is telling us shot in our bottom of the Mishnah. Why do they say but one mati yichayim bachutz? Because it does something to the mincha, and that's his shiloh. Is it mati mam is here for the mincha bachila tishrayim, or maybe no, it's not mati, it's so much bachila. But our koponim, it's mitzvah kolish. It makes the yisur on the shrayim weaker. Now the Mishnah says, Hazerik mitzvah dam bachutz. If somebody makes a zrikas dam bachutz, we said before yichayim kolish. Not that you have to be zerik all the matonis, but even if you only zerik one zrikah, mixed up zrikah bachut, also chai.